Well, 49 years ago, after I finished my first year in college, I worked a summer for the Grand Hotel in Mackinac Island. Now, back then, a little bit different than the porch is today. Back then, it was just me. And they gave me a bucket and a broom, and they gave me a mop and other things, and Brasso to polish the railings. And of course, I had to empty the ashtrays and the spittoons. I hadn't been back there again until last summer. I realized that the spittoons and ashtrays are now gone. So that's an improvement. But I remember, the best thing I remember about that summer, in the summer of 1976, we're celebrating 200 years as a nation. One of the many events that took place that year was the United States invited all the large sailing ships, the classic old sailing ships, like that right there, to come and visit the United States. They came to various ports, and a number of them went through the canal, across New York, and went up past Niagara, through the canal, the Welland Canal past Niagara Falls, sailed up through Detroit. Maybe some of you were downtown to watch that. It was quite an event. Sailed all the way up past Mackinac Island, all the way to Chicago. And I got to watch those beautiful ships sail past. There was about 20 of them. And it was very, very impressive. I felt I was in an old Errol Flynn movie, you know, seeing the fleet sail by. Well, a sailing ship is a very good way to understand Pentecost, a very good way to understand the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is often described as a wind. Today's first reading, Dan, you did a very good job, thank you, talked about the mighty wind blowing. It was a mighty wind. And the first verse of the Bible, the very first verse of the Bible, the Spirit of the Lord blew like a mighty wind over the waters. So, a sailing ship is a nice way to understand this. The Holy Spirit is a force, it is a power. It moves things like the wind. And of course, it's the great engine of creation, but it also exists in every one of us, that force is within every single one of us by virtue of our confirmations. So how do we harness that wind? Well, in a sailing ship, you know, they harness it by putting up the sails. The sails capture the wind and off the ship moves. Well, we have that challenge in our own life to put up our own sails, to capture that wind of the Holy Spirit in every one of our lives. But that takes courage. Now, getting back to the sailing ship, I don't know about you, but I think it takes a lot of courage to climb up those tall poles, those masts, and crawl out on those beams there to lower those flags, because that's how they did it back then. They did it by hand, and you climbed up those ropes, and the ship's moving back and forth, and it's a rope ladder. I don't know if I'd be brave enough to do it, but to get that ship moving, they had to have the courage to do that, to take those sails up. Well, we need courage, too, to harness the wind of the Holy Spirit. We have to lift up the masts in our own life so that we can capture that force. And that's not always easy either. We have to have the courage to do good works. We have to have the courage to reconcile with people. We have to have the courage to say we're sorry. We have the courage to accept someone else's apology. We have to have the courage to reconcile. We have to have the courage to be generous. We have to have the courage to be compassionate. Because sometimes these things are very, very hard to do. Just like climbing up that mast to light that sail. But if we have that courage, through those actions, and unfurl those sails within our lives, we will find that Holy Spirit indeed will move us even quicker toward the heavenly kingdom.